What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you into fantasy sports like we are? It's time to get the inside scoop on the sport and how it affects your team. This is Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. It's a hard look at the transactions, the injuries, free agents, and starters. And the best part is, you get to ask the experts so you can win. Now, here's Dish Adams.
Oh, yeah. Depth charts and cheat sheets and rankings, oh my, everything is crystallizing clearer and clearer. The cream is rising to the top. The biggest movers that have impressed me so far, Colt McCoy, Felix Jones, Lance Kendricks, Greg Olsen, Andre Roberts, Antonio Brown, mark his name down, Nate Burleson, Braylon Edwards, Owen Daniels, Dez Bryant, Mike Sims Walker, and Jonathan Baldwin. Well, we'll talk about him. He will start our list of disappointments. He, along with Dexter McCluster, Matt Castle, Roy Williams, well, he can't really be a disappointment. We knew he was going to be bad. Daniel Thomas, Larry Johnson signs, Tarvaris Jackson, again, the how can you really be disappointed category, Denario Alexander. We have Fanex teams, Halfax teams. We'll discuss our experts leagues. Gracie and I had to make our retentions in the Hollywood League we're in. I sent her a note, make the retentions. She never did it. My big auction is Tuesday. We'll talk about those retentions. Some surprises here and there in drafts. Maybe a little mock draft on the air today. A little couple-round experiment. Call us. Ask about your team. Joyce, we want to hear about what's going on with Mark's Cheetah Squad in Centerville, Utah. You know, guys, I got an email. Hey, why don't you guys take phone calls to ask about my team? I said, absolutely, call in. If you want to talk about your team, call in. But here are the rules, guys. The rules are, one question, and don't educate us about players. Right?
Right.
Don't call in and say, you know, I have Tashard Choice, and he's the third running back in Dallas, and, you know, he gets a lot of touches sometimes. Yeah, we know. We know what happens with him. Anybody you bring up, we know. We know what they do. We know how they're coached. We know all of that. So just say, here's the guy I have. Here's the other guy I have. Who should I start? Or, here's the guy I like. Here's the other guy I like. Who should I draft?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, guys, I want you to all start putting pressure on Matt. I want everybody to email the show, call the show, 888-346-9144, and tell Matt to get his lazy ass out of bed on Sunday mornings and get into the studio so we can have a Sunday morning show where you call in and ask who to sit, who to start Sunday mornings before the game starts. Kevin, what do you think about that?
Hold on, Matt is the reason that we're not doing that?
No. The real reason is it's very, you know, there's reasons we won't discuss.
Okay.
Let me just say this. As a trusted friend of the show, don't ask, don't tell is the policy we want to use here. Suffice to say, trust me and put pressure on Matt and don't say another word about it.
I'm in. Matt, make it happen.
Dan?
Make it happen, Matt.
Listeners, do you want to be able to call us at 9:30 on Sunday morning Pacific Coast time, 30 minutes before the game's going to start, and find out who you should start? Then call in 888-346-9144 and put pressure on Matt.
Matt,
okay.
The pressure's on you. Hey, Dish.
Yes.
I want to apologize for all the background noise. I'm calling from Yankee Stadium.
That makes it acceptable.
Let me explain something. I'm gonna get off here in a second.
Gross.
I've been here at Yankee Stadium for like 5 hours, okay?
Uh-huh.
We had a rain delay. We waited it out because it's the new Yankee Stadium. I've never been here. Gorgeous, by the way.
The cathedral.
And now, yeah, cathedral, there you go. Now I'm sitting here. It's the fifth inning of a game. There have been 23 hits in this game already. We're in the fifth inning.
Amazing.
Yankees are down 7-1, but Cano just hit a granny. This place is going nuts, and I don't think I can sit here and do the show from here because all of a sudden this place has come to life and it's too loud.
Why don't you go and interview people in the stands on the Jets versus Giants?
I got a guy sitting next to me right here who's telling me he's got the third pick in his draft and he wants to take his pick.
Tell him I love him already. Do what you do.
I already told him. He goes, why don't you call in and just talk about me wanting to take a pick for the third overall pick? I said, that's all we ever talk about. with this Adams.
All right. Well, the three first picks are Adrian Peterson, Arian Foster, and Mike Vick in my book. Those are the three I consider.
And you're going to take Vick over Chris Johnson?
Well, because I don't think Chris Johnson's going to be playing weeks one and two. Maybe not the whole year. I'm scared of him not playing. That's what I'm scared of with Chris Johnson.
What do you think, Dan?
I think if you take Michael Vick at number three, you're insane.
Well, we have number seven overall.
Let me tell the random guy sitting next to me. Hey, expert Dan says if you take Vick with the third pick overall, you're insane. But the host of the show thinks you're a genius. So do whatever you want with that.
And the host of the show is always right.
Now he's asking me which one of you guys is better at fantasy football. I don't even know how to answer that question.
It's obviously me. Kev, I won the championship last year in our only head-to-head experience. And my name's on the headline, so I win. So, Kev, go enjoy the game. Say hi to Jake.
All right, guys. Have fun, guys.
See you, Kev.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye, Kev. Feel free to cut him off now, Matt.
I love that. Robinson Cano just hit a grand slam.
That's pretty cool. See, I tolerated all of that because he's in Yankee Stadium, and as you know, sometimes you have to go with the flow. And he was in Yankee Stadium. Now, real quickly, before we get to my favorite Brit.
Right.
Jonathan Baldwin, last week you and I had a bit of a debate. So too long of a debate, I thought. because Damashek compared him to Randy Moss. I said it was absurd, he can't even get off the line. You said, he can get off the line, he's going to be fine. And then he goes out and has a fight with Thomas Jones. Care to revise your opinion of Jonathan Baldwin or no?
No, because Jonathan Baldwin will still have about 30 catches for about 400 or 500 yards.
Do you think this guy is any long-term in the NFL? Or did Thomas Jones set him straight
and now the
kid's going to be okay? Or is he just really too big of a diva?
Oh, he is a huge diva. There is absolutely no question about that, and that's what happened.
Okay, well, I don't like to spend time on divas. Tim Tebow, on the other end of the spectrum, is getting a raw deal. Bad things happening to good people here. I think, he'll grab onto it as motivation. He'll find strength in it, and then when he's successful one day, he'll draw on this, and I think he's going to be successful. The Rams should trade for him as a backup for McDaniels. Miami should trade for him. I'd rather see him quarterbacking than anybody they have. Cincinnati should get him. Seattle should even get him. Gracie is doing a camp tour. She's with the Jets. She's in New Orleans now. There are photos on my Twitter, @DishAdams. You can see I posted some of the photos. She's doing cell phone interviews and some photos, some inside scoop.
Right.
The website is shaping up. We got that one-touch navigation thing going now.
Looking better.
We're almost there. It's just that password plug-in. Just in time for everyone to miss out on it, we'll have the password thing fixed. They hate the Google Store, they hate the password system, they hate the non-one-touch, but we fixed the one-touch, and they hate me, but that's unfixable. See, the soccer customers, Dan, they're easy. They're just happy to have a place to read soccer news. Now,
I love our soccer customers.
Speaking of which, the EPL season is in full force, Dan.
Yes.
The Manchesters are going to play for it all, that's what I'm saying. And Fox is going to show Chelsea and Man U before the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that. Soccer's huge, I told you. It's time for our soccer segment, where now we play Beat the Brit, and I challenge our resident soccer expert in fantasy soccer matchups. You can follow him on Twitter, @TheBritFI, or read his free player updates on FantasyInsights.com. We bring on Andrew Howard, the Brit. Andrew, how are you?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
Good. You're enjoying the good life, I take it, I trust?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
All right. Let's get right to it. Speaking about, you know, what we saw, the UEFA Cup is underway this week. That's great. We got the TV game guide, by the way, for everyone at Fantasy Insights. You go to Fantasy Insights, look under the game guide, and you can open a soccer schedule that gives you a week schedule. Now, getting to the Premiership, Dan, I'm really into the terms now. Andrew, this week, City. Dan, look at me. This week, City seemed to show that they're going to be the team to beat. Goals galore. Why are they having such an easy go? And who should we grab on that team?
Yeah, well, you're right. There's goals galore, which is very good for the player production. However, we must point out that they have had a very easy run of it so far, playing Swansea and Bolton. So I wouldn't take them. They're not a sure thing yet.
Well, what's going on with Tevez? Is he going back to Argentina, or is he staying here?
To be honest, no one really knows. One minute he's staying, one minute he's going. At the moment, he's staying.
Okay, so it's drama. It's like yeah. Woman drama here. Okay, now, De Gea, our boy at Manchester, put it together. 3-0 against Tottenham. A clean sheet, if you will.
Yeah, he manned up, yeah.
Dan, do you hear me in the terminology?
You are. Yeah, I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed.
Andrew, okay, last week we started our Beat the Brit Challenge. I had Shea Given of Aston Villa. He won 3-1. You had Tim Howard. He lost 1-0. Now, they each gave up one goal. Does that mean, do I get anything because my guy won?
Yeah, okay, we'll give you one.
All right, Ashley Cole against Lescott, and they were both, both teams got scored on. Neither one of them did anything.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who impressed me on Chelsea was, Ingbar or whatever the heck that guy's name is. We'll get to him. Van der Vaart, I said, was going to score from distance. You took Joey Barton. He got a yellow card. That should be a negative.
Yeah, well, okay.
He's going to QPR, though. He's going to QPR. And then finally, just when I think I'm going to beat the Brit, Dan, and I have Aguero, he has Wayne Rooney from his favorite team, Manchester United, who scores,
right.
And the Brit beat me.
Yep.
That's right.
Against Rooney.
But, Andrew, it wasn't by much, so let's get to this week's Beat the Brit. We'll see. Right now, we're going to keep a running tally. On the year, basically, I think we're 1-1-2, meaning one win, two draws, and one loss, or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll figure out the scoring later. But basically, I'm close. You're just slightly ahead because you got a goal. goalkeeper. I like to say goalie, but you have to say keeper, Dan. Sunderland's goalie. How do you pronounce his name? Mignolet. Is it like Mignolet? Mignolet? It's like Filet Mignon or
Mignolet? Mignolet.
What is it?
Mignolet.
Mignolet. I'll take Mignolet from Sunderland because they're playing somebody awful, if I recall correctly.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting choice. I'm going for Hilario for Chelsea versus
Norwich. That's hilarious. I'm sorry. Who did you go for? There's really a guy named Hilario. Is he really funny?
Yeah,
does he have a funny style?
Yeah.
Andrew, who does he play for? I have no idea who he is. Did we just lose Andrew?
Uh-oh. I think we just lost Andrew.
I think Andrew's in the mountains. Okay.
The Brit went back across the pond, apparently.
Well, I'll tell you this. At defense this week, we'll go over my picks, and then we'll let him come back if he ever finds his way back on. I like this Chelsea. I watched Chelsea play, and they have a defender. I thought it was Bongwa or Ingba, I guess his name is. He was all over the place. I really liked him, so I'm going with him. And also Chelsea plays, I think, Swansea. Chelsea and Swansea. So I'm going with Frank Lampard, the midfielder. And striker, I'm going with Suarez from Liverpool. And I think Andrew might be back on the line.
I'm back. Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's perfectly all right. You just enjoy yourself. So I went with Ingba from Chelsea and Lampard at defense and midfield. Who's your defender and your midfielder?
Defender is Luke Young for Aston Villa, and the midfielder is Tom Cleverley for Manchester United.
Cleverley. Isn't he from the U.S.?
No, he's English.
Ah, well, I don't like him anymore then. I don't like those English. Okay, striker, I've got Suarez. Who are you putting in there?
Shane Long.
Shane Long, you think he's going to repeat? Now, he plays for a lousy team, right?
Yeah, but he's scored 2 goals in 2 games. So.
Who's he play for?
West Brom.
Okay, well, Andrew, the TV games this weekend I want everybody to look out for. United versus Arsenal, big early season matchup there on 6/19 on DirecTV, the Fox Soccer Channel. Fox Super Bowl Sunday, the rivalry, Chelsea and Man U. We've got 30 seconds till we got to get out of here. Tell us real quickly in a sentence, what does that rivalry mean? Because Americans don't get it.
Arsenal Man U?
No, Man U and Chelsea. Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, that's the biggest rivalry in England. They both of them have been contenders for the title for the last 5 years.
So it's sort of like it's Yankees. It would have been Michigan, Ohio State, Dan, if they didn't break the rules. Andrew Howard, thanks for joining us. When we come back, it'll be all football the rest of the way. Matt's Musical Stylings will take us to the break. Give me something good, Matt.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional, take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done, and Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
There you go. Good morning, always great.
Color me your color, baby.
Blondie. Nothing wrong with Blondie.
Takes me back.
Well, don't take
I'm actually
back.
Old enough that I can say, yes, I saw Blondie in concert.
Oh, did you?
Legally, yeah.
Oh, that Debbie Harry is something.
Oh, God.
She really is something.
Her and Pat Benatar. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love Pat Benatar, too.
Mm.
Okay. I like it also. You know, I do want to talk for one sec about this Chelsea Man U game that's going to be played on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
That's a big. That's like, you know, Lakers-Celtics, Yankees-Red Sox. I mean, it's like the biggest rivalry.
Yes.
It'll be good for Americans to see that.
Well, and it'll be a good game.
Yeah, and the EPL, like I told you, is blowing up.
Yeah.
Halfax, the Experts League, I want to get to that. You guys are a bunch of jerks, I'll tell you that right now. You and Smitty and Kevin and Gracie can all go jump on a log, and Colburn and I will just handle this. You guys are really, you know, y'all left us hanging out to dry.
We did not!
Yeah, you did.
No!
And I overruled you and your stupid Daniel Thomas, because I think he's a waste of space.
Oh, God.
And we went with Julio.
Julio.
Like niece now.
Okay, Mikey.
Incidentally, that guy from Chicago is not going to be able to make it on today. Instead, we're going to have the pompous ass from Austin.
Well, apparently, with Mies, I guess it's tapioca night at Luby's Cafeteria.
Yeah, exactly. It was followed by
you're going to be
Celebrity Bingo, and he's the host.
Oh, God.
We're mean. Love that guy from Chicago, though. I got to tell you, that's a good segment. I like that guy from Chicago. Yeah. Okay, so Dieter Amon, one of our customers, emailed me. He said, who's my best team, my ideal team? And I hit him back with, right away, Vic, Peterson, Foster, AJ, CJ, Fitzgerald, in a three-receiver flex, Gates, Josh Brown, in the Philly defense. If you could take a different flex at running back, Jamaal Charles. Any arguments?
Well, that's kind of a weird question, because obviously no one would ever get that in a fantasy league.
Well, you could do this for fantasy games. If you're going to play for the top prize, who would be your ideal squad? Because people play that.
I would go at quarterback. Obviously, I would go with Aaron Rodgers. Because
okay. Peterson and Foster.
I need to let our listeners know, I don't hate Michael Vick, even though I give you a hard time about Michael Vick a lot of times. But
you
Michael
do. You're the liberal pinko commie in you. You're hanging on to the dog stuff.
At worst, I think Michael Vick is maybe your number. That's at worst. He's number three.
You're hanging on to the dog stuff. It's the liberal in you.
But anyway, no, I don't care about that stuff. But anyway, well, I do. No, yeah, I do. But anyway, Rodgers a quarterback. I would go Adrian Peterson.
That was great listening to the internal debate of your ego, of your psyche in conflict with what was politically correct, and realizing in the moment you were on the radio and you had just offended all of your PETA friends.
My Republican.
Oh, that was amazing.
Came out there in a second, like, what do I care about
see,
dogs?
I don't care about that. I don't like animals. Everybody knows.
Anyway.
And I hide behind the blanket of being electrocuted, but being allergic to them.
Right.
So, which is true. I'm definitely allergic to cats. I can't stand cats.
Yes, and my daughter is a cat person, so, you know.
Yeah.
I did the daddy thing. I put up with the cats for the daughter, so.
All right, well,
anyway.
From cats to wildcats or panthers or something in the cat family, lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, I guess bears aren't in the family. So in the Half-Flex rookie draft, I wanted Lance Kendricks or Cam Newton with the number 2 pick.
Which I hated.
You guys hated them both. So we all settled on Julio Jones.
Yes.
Now, much to my delight, Lance Kendricks was available at the 18, and I took.
Wow! Now there's a shocker.
So we have Julio Jones and Lance Kendricks. Now, come on, those are two rookies who are going to play and make an impact this season, and
but
certainly will be impact players in year two.
It's all about value. It's value. Lance Kendricks at 18, it's damn good value.
Huge value.
It's great value. Lance Kendricks at number 2 is not value. Sorry.
Yeah. I got you. Okay, no problem. Relax.
Yeah.
Calm yourself down, princess.
No way.
Let's discuss the rookies right now and the most promising short-term and long-term really quickly.
Okay.
Short-term success, Ingram, Julio Jones, Kendricks, A.J. Green, Cam Newton. I know you're a hater, but don't hate right now. We're not going to waste time on it.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Hate.
No. No, I don't. Newton will get fantasy points.
Yes,
and they'll play
and that
a couple
is
of really
point.
Bad defensive teams.
Now, doesn't he start tonight?
I believe so.
Okay, now I'm going to watch that very closely tonight. Because here's my theory on Cam Newton. 40 rushing yards is worth a touchdown in most leagues, passing touchdown, and certainly 30 in a lot of leagues as well. Okay, so 30 rushing yards, 3 points, sometimes passing touchdowns, 3 points. So he automatically gets at least one passing touchdown for you every game by his rushing yards. So you start with a touchdown with him. I like that.
Okay.
That's my theory on him. That's my only theory. I think that he is a gamer. And he's going to throw a lot of interceptions, and he's going to throw for a very low completion percentage, but he is going to put points on the board in situations, and unfortunately some of those are going to end in field goals where his team wins because they fall short of the end zone, but he's going to be rushing for yards. I mean, he's going to be a decent number two. I think he's a starter in two quarterback leagues. I've come to that conclusion, even though I didn't move him up that high on the FI board yet. I feel that way.
Okay. I don't, but hey, I think his negatives are going to far outweigh the couple of highlight reel plays he makes every couple of weeks. So, you know.
I hope I'm right. Okay, anyway, long-term prospects. Jones, again. A.J. Green, long-term. Ingram, long-term. Kaepernick, I think long-term is a great buy. DeLon Carter, a great buy long-term. Gabbert.
Yeah.
I like DeMarco Murray a lot. I just don't think Jones is the long-term solution.
Oh, I think Felix Jones for the next couple of years is going to be a top 15 fantasy back.
Oh, so, okay, you're on the Armin bandwagon. So you guys are both under the illusion that his body can take a pounding just because he's had some good practices at half speed.
And DeMarco Murray isn't an injury risk?
Yes, but he's there. He's going to cut into Felix Jones. And you know, Felix Jones, they're going to draft somebody next year.
You are such a Republican. You should be running for president. I swear to God,
I should be.
We hit you in the face.
I would have the best plan for
presidency.
I would be a great president.
You would be. I would actually vote for you for president.
I would, because you have so many people working for you, and it's so easy to cut through to the chase. You just tell the people what to do. You don't have to do anything other than tell people what to do. I'm great at that.
Well, I know. If you became president, I would have a cabinet position and, you know,
true.
An intern.
I would surround myself
anyway.
With very smart people and Smitty.
Oh, I was waiting for that one.
Anyway.
You just have to give it to him.
No, I actually would I would put Smitty there, but I would make him sit at one end of the table in the corner and have a penalty box, because I completely disagree with him on every single thing philosophically.
Yeah.
But I do believe he's a very smart person, and I always like to consider the other side of the equation. And since he sees everything opposite of me, I like having that type of person around, unlike some who want yes men.
Okay. Anyway, to get this back to fantasy football.
Cuts on my Hollywood team with Gracie were due. She didn't do her job. I asked her to do it. She didn't do it.
That's
shocker.
Surprising. I love her to death, but not surprising.
So here's who we retained. Drew Brees, he had $33. LeGarrette Blount at $1.
Oh.
MJD at $30, big risk, although good running backs in that league go 70 to 90, so I figured 30 MJD is no-brainer.
Oh, really? Then that's not bad at all.
Roddy White for about $19.
Perfect.
And JerMichael Finley for $6.
Oh, nice.
Held on to a $6 JerMichael Finley over a $6 Stevie Johnson.
Yeah, I would do that, because even though there's a lot of depth at tight end this year, Finley is in that. I think he's just a notch below that true elite level, and he could move up to the elite level. But Breeze, to be honest, I absolutely love Drew Breeze this year.
Yeah, I do too.
He has a perfect storm schedule. They play one bad weather site game all year, and that's September 8th in Green Bay. Somehow I don't think there's going to be 4 feet of snow on there.
No. They're looking very good.
They're looking
and
really
you know, they're a cohesive unit. They understand that offense, and they're real hungry this year. And they got a running game that stabilized, and that was their big problem. Okay,
yeah.
So my favorite league coming up, I've got Vic and Jamal Charles. In a league where Adrian Peterson will probably go for 101, I have Jamal Charles for 25. and where Peyton Manning will go for 80 to 90, or Tom Brady would go for 80 to 90, I have Mike Vick for $6.
Oh.
This is why Kevin says if I don't win the league, it's all my fault. I think the strategy is we're going to go for the two best receivers we can.
Yeah.
And then fill in a second running back, because it's a PPR league, with somebody who catches passes. Maybe a guy I want to talk about. Reggie Bush quickly moving up the ladder. If Felix Jones is going to get consideration as a top back this year, then Reggie needs the same type of consideration. They're saying he's the featured back. They're saying he's staying after practice, doing extra drills. He's the featured back, 15 touches on the ground.
He's always had the talent. I've just always wondered about his work ethic.
Well,
I mean, he's in a system. I mean, he's in South Beach, so he's got the glitz and the glamour still, so it's not like he's playing in Kansas City, where he'd be bored by, you know, week two and being like Larry Johnson. But anyway, no, I like Bush. I still think Daniel Thomas.
You're the only one who's still high on Daniel Thomas. Everybody's down on him now, including the Dolphins, so down on him they signed Larry Johnson.
Oh, stop.
Well, you don't sign Larry Johnson as a role model, okay? You sign him because you need somebody to carry the ball.
No, you sign him for training camp fodder. That's what he is.
Come on. He played in that offense before. That coaching staff knows him.
Peterson, the former president of the Chiefs, who signed Larry Johnson, and by the way, gave up Jared Allen so he could sign Larry Johnson to a big contract, is
the best friend of the Miami Dolphins president. That's
I know is he's played in that style offense before, and that's why they signed him, because Daniel Thomas ain't cutting it. Matt's musical stylings are going to take us to the break, and after the break, we're going to talk a little depth chart tour. Yeah, what you want?
What you want?
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network. If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Oh yeah, Malley Cat, some say it's dirty rat.
Some say it's dirty rat. On my side is my guy.
He's all of that, Dan. Yes, he is. Listen, they invented Booyah, okay? So Stuart Scott can credit Cypress Hill. Okay? Don't give me no fleck.
All right.
Cypress Hill rules.
Yeah.
Come on, Cypress Hill. Matt, keep the host happy. Just keep the host happy. All right? Good job, Cypress Hill. And if you don't know, now you know. That's all I say. Okay, here we go. Moving down to the depth chart tour, we have apparently a caller on hold. Bill Aquafiva.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Man.
Aquaman. What's up, guys?
On the line is the Aquaman, Bill Aquaviva, a Fantasy Insights writer for a long time. Bill, you are calling us hopefully just to participate, but inevitably I'm sure it's to give me grief about something. What's up, man?
No, I'm kind and gentle. I'm just calling to participate.
Perfect, because right now we have enough attitude today because we have somebody else on hold. Smitty, hello, how are you?
Fish, how you doing, man?
Have you been listening?
Hey, what's that?
Have you been listening?
No. I literally just walked into the conference room.
Okay, well, Denise couldn't be here today, so we can't do that guy from Chicago.
Oh, my God. Hey, was I right on the caffeine thing? It's like, come on, do a five-hour or five-minute energy. Come on.
Yeah, so now we've got you with the pompous guy in Austin.
Right.
Aquaman is on the line. Okay, guys, listen, you're here. We're getting right to it. Since there are four of us on the line, I'm going to just go through the depth charts, and I'm going to ask you guys for comments here. I'm going to show you how easy it is to use our site. I'm doing it right now. I'm going to the depth charts. How long did that take? That didn't take long at all. Okay. Arizona, Kevin Cobb at quarterback, looking pretty good. Beanie Wells actually really asserting himself there. And now Alphonso Smith, the backup. That's the position I want to talk about. Backup running back and second wide receiver. Right now, Andre Roberts has an edge over Doucette, and Alphonso Smith looks like he's winning the backup running back position. Any value to either of those guys? Let's start with you, Smitty.
Andre Roberts looks like people like him, but he's a little guy, and the tradition of little guys in the NFL receiving, and more particularly fantasy football receiving, isn't that good. The other backfield, I just don't have confidence in the Arizona backs, so I'd say no to that, and Roberts a maybe.
Aquaman, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm definitely on board with the running back situation, and Roberts may not be great, but he's definitely going to be better than Doucette. Doucette's just been kind of a bust, and I think Andre Roberts, while he won't have great stats for you, he'll do good in a pinch.
Aquaman, what ocean is Aquaman swimming in? It's the Atlantic for sure.
What? It's rising. It's coming here.
Is that upper New England?
What? No, Virginia.
Virginia?
Oh, my God, hurricane.
Virginia? Oh, this is great. Now we got that guy from Chicago, and we got Virginia.
I live in New York City, so, you know.
I love it, Aquaman. What's the college institution you pull for?
Me, Rutgers.
Rutgers? I almost went to Rutgers. Okay, let's go now to Atlanta. Matt Ryan, I think, moves way up because they're going to open it up, and they've said it. Apparently, Turner is healthier. Jaquizz Rodgers intrigues me. Julio Jones intrigues me, and nobody on Tony Gonzalez, including Fantasy Insights, we've got him down around number 20. Am I way off on him, Dan?
On Tony? I think he's better than 20, but not by much. I think he's probably in 15. There's so many good tight ends, though, but I'd still draft him, not as a number one, though.
Hey, Virginia, does Roddy White get a boost, or does he get hurt by the presence of Julio Jones?
No, he'll get a boost now. You've got to remember, Jones is a rookie. No matter how good they look, no matter how impressive their college stats are, the rookie receivers are going to let you down 9 times out of 10, so he'll be fine.
Smitty, Jaquizz Rodgers. Michael Turner's always good to miss a game or two. Any reason to pick up Jaquizz, or too much of a risk?
Too much of a risk, but again, in that setting, I think Roddy. There's no way Roddy gets that many targets, and you know, I know you've seen him ranked as high as one as far as receivers. I think that's a mistake, and I think there's no way that Julio Jones and even Harry Douglas don't cut into his reps and targets.
I love Harold Douglas, the accountant from Chicago. Okay, Dan Rose, I'm going to look at Baltimore. Is this the year Joe Flacco can finally turn it on? He's got Lee Evans to open up the field for Bolden. Now Bolden gets to play the Derek Mason role, and Evans plays the Bolden role, which is where they should have been. They got two athletic tight ends in Ed Dixon and a dark horse, Dennis Pitta. I think Dennis Pitta might take over that job, and you know I liked Ed Dixon last year. So what do you say? First on Flacco.
Flacco is still not a starting number one fantasy quarterback, but he's moved up into probably around 13, 14, 15, somewhere in there.
Oh, I think you're being extremely generous. I don't think he cracks the top 18, maybe 17. Aquaman, Vontae Leach is there now, one of the best lead blockers in the NFL, and they've said Ray Rice is going to run the ball till he gets tired. Does Ray Rice get help or hurt by the presence of Ricky Williams, and is this a year that you can draft him ahead of LeSean McCoy or Maurice Jones-Drew? What do you say?
I think he's definitely going to be hurt by Ricky Williams' presence. I don't know. LeSean McCoy, maybe you could put him ahead of him just because there's so many weapons on the Eagles for that ball to be spread around with. I think he gets hurt by Ricky Williams, though.
Smitty, do you agree with that? And then give me your take on Lee Evans. Does he get re-energized by being there? And what does that do to Anquan Bolden?
Yeah, so far I'm disagreeing 180 degrees with Bill there. I think Ray Rice is a top two or three back. I think Ricky is 34 or 35. He's just there for fodder.
I'm going to interrupt you. I know you hate that, but I'm going to interrupt you to ask you a follow-up question.
Sure.
Ray Rice, you say, is a number two or three back. You put him ahead of who then? Jamal Charles, Arian Foster, LeSean McCoy, Chris Johnson?
All the above. I think Adrian's still the number one, and then he can debate whether Arian Foster or Ray Rice goes two or three.
Interesting. I haven't seen anybody else put him that high. So that's coming from Smitty. That's high praise. interesting to note. That's something I'll take out of today. Okay, Buffalo. Ryan Fitzpatrick, starting quarterback still. Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller are having a little bit of stuff going on. The coaching staff trying to get Spiller to light a fire, but Jackson's still the starter there. They're trying to make Donald Jones the starting receiver, but he's been hurt, so David Nelson will get some snaps, and so will Brad Smith and Roscoe Parrish. Stevie Johnson, now the number one receiver there. Aquaman, what do you say about Fred Jackson in that position? Is he going to end up being the one with the majority carries like they're saying, and will it just be the same as last year with Jackson as the man?
Yeah, he's still going to be the number one guy and get most of the work there. C.J. Spiller will do some spot duty, but that'll be it, and Jackson will be the main force there running the ball for the Bills.
Well, we had him number 15. We downgraded him to 19 only because they're going to try to split the ball a little bit. Smitty, Donald Jones is in at that second wide receiver position. I actually like David Nelson, who's going to replace him, and I don't know that Jones is durable enough, as is proven by him being hurt. Stevie Johnson, help or hurt by the absence of Lee Evans and the presence of these young guys?
I think he's helped in this case. I think, you know, here's his second year coming into the league. You know, if he can avoid once again being damned by Jesus, I think he'll do fine. And
Smitty's never going to let the Jesus talk go. He hates the Bible thumpers.
I do.
He just can't stand them. It makes him bitter.
I'm the Fantasy Insights version of Bill Maher.
All right. Well, everybody has already heard Dan and I debate Cam Newton. Aquaman, hey Virginia, Cam Newton, where are you on him?
I got to go against you on that one. I do not like the guy at all.
All right, well, then I'm cutting you off right now. Smitty? Smitty, what do you say?
I think he's a good flyer, and again, I think I mentioned this in one of our emails or something. You know, maybe is Dante Culpepper revisited before the major injury that essentially ended his career? If you've got a flyer to take, or especially in a keeper league, why not invest in
that? I'm going to do my sales pitch one more time as we talk about the rest of Carolina's roster. Look at this roster. It's not so bad, actually, on offense. They got a strong offensive line. They've got Greg Olsen and Jeremy Shockey, so they're too deep at tight end. They've got Steve Smith to command attention on the defensive end. They've got D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart. I mean, they've got a lot of talent at the skill positions. The problem on this team is the quarterback. And in Cam Newton, they've got a guy who's dynamic, and like I said before, he starts with a touchdown. He's getting you 40 yards rushing every game. That's a touchdown in most leagues.
Agreed.
Greg Olsen's the guy who intrigues me most. We moved him up, one of our big movers. He's now number 8 on our tight ends chart. I jumped him even ahead of Lance Kendricks, Dan. You think that's a good move?
Yes.
You want me to elaborate?
It was a very good move.
Greg Olsen. Dan has really learned how to not be interrupted and speak in small sound bites.
Yes. Greg Olsen is one of the fastest rising tight ends because he's now going to a system he's absolutely perfect for.
Yeah, and he's going to be the number one target there for sure. Does Steve Smith have any value, Aquaman?
Yeah, he's got value, but clearly he's not, you know, the same Steve Smith from a couple of years ago. He's still better than the other Steve Smith on Philadelphia, of course, because he's out, but, you know, I think the tight end is going to be that safety net outlet for Cam Newton, so that's why Olsen is looking better and better every day.
Yeah, Olsen looks great. Okay, Smitty, moving to Chicago, and it's too bad we don't have that guy here.
Yeah.
Now, Jay Cutler will be fine. Marion Barber looks so good in the preseason, it's giving me pause about my high ranking for Forte.
No, Forte is good. So let's see if I can do a niece. No, Forte is a fine
The worst
guy.
Niece I've ever heard. Just do Smitty, because your niece is horrible, and Smitty, you had us at hello.
Do not sweat your Matt Forte pick.
Not at all.
Okay, now Devin Hester is going to start, and Roy Williams has been just terrible. They just don't want to admit they made a wrong move.
Mm-hmm.
Is Johnny Knox going to get the start ahead of Roy Williams, though, Smitty? What's going on at second receiver in Chicago?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if Devin's not getting that job, I mean, I don't think Earl Bennett is completely out of the mix. Roy Williams probably will get cut or benched or what have you. Roy Williams is Roy Williams.
So who are the two starting receivers? Johnny Knox.
Knox and Hester, I guess.
But that's not who's going to start opening day, apparently. Right now they got it down to Williams, and they got it down to Hester. Okay, listen, when we get back, we're going to talk about Cincinnati. Okay, we're going to talk about all of that. The halfback draft, I told you, Smitty, we ended up with Lance Kendricks as well, so we have Kendricks and Julio Jones.
Thank God. So to speak.
I'm not a big Daniel Thomas man, I got to tell you. I don't like it, and that's why they signed Larry Johnson. You got to be pretty desperate to sign Larry Johnson. And
hey,
there's no other reason other than a running back to sign Larry Johnson. It's not to be a role model. Okay, Matt, give us some musical styling. Take us to the break.
Ha-ho, triple sound cold. I got a feeling like a child of flow. But I know what I am, ain't no wonder also let me be. Gasoline, saccharine.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Tune in every Monday after the busy sports weekend to Catch the Vision Sports Radio with host Thomas Lewis. We'll look at sports from every level, from what happened years ago to what happened last week to what's coming next. Thomas Lewis will take you to places you've never been before on a sports talk show and will bring an experience you've been waiting for. Our topics will focus on realities facing a player, labor disputes, academics, recruiting, and transition. Tune in to Catch the Vision Sports Radio, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Sports and medicine go hand in hand. Quite simply, if you aren't up to your game health-wise, you won't be up to your game on the field. That's where Bruce the Sports Doc comes in. Dr. Bruce Grossinger uses his medical training and experience to bring you a link between sports and medicine, from the latest advances and treatments to discussion behind the injuries of the week. Bruce the Sports Doc and his team of guest experts are here each week to lay it on the line in terms that you can understand. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
See, that's the real thing, Dan. Yes. That's not no imitation. That ain't no soft, rhythmic version. That's no remix. No dance mix. That's no second-rate imitation. That is the legendary band itself.
Yes.
Anyway. Did I tell you I saw him five times? No, I'm just kidding. You know I partied with Axel's sister, right?
Every time Matt plays a Guns N' Roses song.
You know I partied with Axel's sister.
A lot of guys have partied with Axel's sister, I'm sure.
She's a nice girl. Don't talk about her that way. We didn't party that way. Not like that. Me and her and 7-Up.
Are you
my friend 7-Up, whose nickname was 7-Up because the slogan for 7-Up was the cool spot, and she was the coolest chick ever, so we called her 7-Up because she was the cool spot.
Okay.
All right. Getting back to our tour of the training camps.
Sure.
And the depth charts. Cincinnati. It's really too bad we don't have Leach here right now. Let me imitate him. He's got to make fun of Cincinnati.
Walking Dead.
He bailed out at the right time. Andy Dalton looks like he's going to be their starter, which means you got to downgrade all the receivers. And I think with Bruce Gradkowski, Jerome Simpson, and A.J. Green each jump about 5 to 10 spots. I really do. Jermaine Gresham maybe gets a level off with Dalton there. Cedric Benson suffers. I don't really want to take anybody on this squad anymore. Jerome Simpson was one of our big drops in our movers. Smitty, am I wrong about any of these guys?
No, you're right. They're best avoided. I don't think you mean Bruce Gradkowski jumps 5 to 10 spots.
No, I think that. No. The receivers jump 5 to 10 spots. Let me tell you something. If Gradkowski could stay healthy, it's a huge if.
Yeah,
if Gradkowski is healthy, when he plays, he puts up numbers. He's fine.
Yeah, but you know the deal. So a bad team, fantasy players, skill players, are just best avoided completely. So
not worth talking about anymore. Jerome Simpson, anybody high on Jerome Simpson still? Because I have a man crush on his talent. I just can't get over his quarterback.
I think you're the most high on Jerome Simpson from last season to the present day.
Yeah, and I think it's a huge disappointment that he doesn't have a quarterback to get him the ball because he proved he can be a top-10 receiver.
Take A.J. Green in a keeper league.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jerome Simpson's a better receiver long-term still, even though Green's got so much talent. Okay, Cleveland, let's get to them. The guy I'm most impressed with, the biggest mover from day one to now, a guy who's completely on my radar, is Colt McCoy. He has command of this offense.
spent time with Brett Favre in the offseason learning all of the intricacies. He's shown it in preseason games, albeit preseason. Mohamed Massaquoi, his injuries just continue. But there's a guy named Greg Little, a rookie, who I really am developing a replacement to my man crush in Ohio for Simpson on Greg Little. What do you think, Aqua?
Well, you can keep your man crush on him. I don't know about him. But Cole McCoy I like a lot. Despite his, I guess, new friendship with Brett Favre, I guess we can expect McCoy to retire sometime soon, right, and come right back. But I like him as a quarterback. I think he's got a lot of upside in the next year or two.
Smitty, your thoughts about Greg Little?
I like Greg Little. I think that's a decent flyer to take in the receiver spot there if you have to take Cleveland receiver. I think Colt will be a far better actual NFL quarterback than a fantasy quarterback. There's a lot of guys in the similar tier that I'd rather have ahead of
him. We've got him top 20.
That's just about right, like with emphasis on 20.
All right, so what about Peyton Hillis? Where are you on him?
Peyton Hillis, I agree that is probably one of the guys most likely to break down. Took a lot of pounding last year. So I guess you can look at his backup, which is I guess
Brandon Jackson. I don't agree. I like Peyton Hillis again. What about you, Dan?
Peyton Hillis, I'm warming up to him a little bit. I didn't like him at all a month ago. He's not going to put up the numbers he put up last year. No way, no how. But the problem is Brandon Jackson and Montario Hardesty are having trouble getting on the field.
Yep.
So I think that
so bodes well. It bodes well for Peyton Hillis.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the exciting place, Dallas, where Tony Romo is healthy and looks great. Felix Jones is the talk of every fantasy league. Miles Austin, a little injured, but fine. Dez Bryant moving up everybody's charts. Sorry, I'm looking to get a Cowboy hype because the guy I'm most excited about is Shane Graham, who they just signed today and I think is going to take David Buehler's job.
No.
Felix Jones I am not excited about. Now, granted, I am being a responsible fantasy website owner, and I have him as high as I can stomach, which I think is about 23 in running backs. It's as high as I can stomach putting him. I don't believe he's durable and lasts more than 5 starts at the most, at the very most, no matter how good those 5 starts are. And I don't believe he'll ever be able to last more than 5 starts in a row at any point in his career. Smitty, tell me I'm wrong.
Nope, you're not. I agree completely. And for some reason, Dallas doesn't realize the most complete back they have for the last 3 seasons is Tashard Choice.
I said it all year last year.
Yep. And if you want to take a flyer, then look at DeMarco Murray. Do not waste time and draft picks on Felix Jones.
I feel the same way, but the people who live in Dallas disagree, because they're on the hype machine, and Dan Rose is one of them. Dan, why do we take Felix Jones? Convince me we're wrong, just because Armin likes him.
Because over his entire career, if he's touched the ball 17 times in a game, he averages 100 yards per game.
And then he can't play for 6 weeks because he's in the training room.
Why? Seriously, though. I mean, come on, guys.
Come on, Dan.
You talk about
touches
Felix
the ball
Jones,
17.
Oh, he gets hurt. And then you say, oh, DeMarco Murray.
Reggie Bush West.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Reggie Bush West.
I will take this bet.
Every time he touches the ball 17 times, he has to go sit in an ice bath for 3 weeks and miss 2 games.
Yeah,
Aquaman.
You're blowing it out your ass.
Well, that's common. Erica would tell you that I do that too much. Aquaman.
I know.
No,
Felix Jones.
He's a hamstring.
Dan.
Oh.
Simmer down. Aquaman. Felix Jones, yay or nay, and tell me about Dez Bryant, what he does this year.
All right, so Felix Jones, nay. I'm with the majority of you guys there. And Dez Bryant, I really like him. I like him a lot. I think the Dallas passing game this year with a healthy Romo is going to be superb, including, Witten in there. Yep. But Felix Jones, yeah, I would stay away. And I agree, Tashard Choice is their best. Plus they got like 9 other running backs who can fill in, apparently.
All right, let's go to Denver, the worst fantasy situation in the league right now. Kyle Orton is the quarterback. No, Sean Moreno is the starting running back, but McGahee gets all the goal line work. Who's actually McGahee? For those of you who are in touchdown only leagues, he's a great pick. Brandon Lloyd gets a huge downgrade. I mean, he's around 21 in ours. Eddie Royal. I don't see anybody on this roster that excites me fantasy wise. Anybody excited about anybody on this roster? Starting with you, Dan.
Well, sure. I mean, Orton's going to be a decent number 2 quarterback.
All right, great. Real exciting. Aqua?
Tim Tebow. I love him. He's going to start. He's going to be the league MVP.
Smitty.
Orton was the leading points guy in the AFL, AFC last year.
In the AFL.
AFL.
AFC.
Yeah, well, that was when he ran a wide-open offense that and they were playing from behind every week, and
Eric
they won't
Decker.
Do that now. Let's
There's
go to
the
Detroit.
Name, Eric Decker.
All right, guys. Yeah, Eric Decker actually is a good sleeper. That's a good sleeper. In keeper leagues, he's a great pick. Okay, now let's go. We only got a couple minutes, so real quick, we're going to go to Detroit. Matthew Stafford, I love him this year. Javid Best, completely not sold. So who gets the job? Mike Bell or Jerome Harrison, starting with you, Aqua?
Who gets the job? Best. I mean, Jerome Harrison I liked in Cleveland a couple of years ago, but he's had trouble living up to his potential, so it's hard to say. But I do want to point out, hopefully everybody knows I was being very sarcastic when I talked about people 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, exactly. We do.
I was a little worried because there was silence, so I just want to make sure.
We have a remarkably bad sense of humor and sense of things, or I do anyway. Mike Bell, worth a flyer in a draft, Smitty?
No, just take Jerome Harrison if you need to, but I got
to call
you.
So you say Harrison's ahead of Bell?
Well, hold on. You can't hate Felix Jones and love Matthew Stafford. Both of them are on the team about the on the field about the same amount of the time, both constantly injured.
I think Stafford's injuries are injuries of serious hits, which are incidental. I think that Felix Jones' injuries are durable, are durability issues that come with the pounding of that position. Stafford is much more likely to sustain an injury-free season than Felix Jones is based on the position he plays and the type of hits they take. Anyway, that is our tour of the depth charts. All the rankings are changing. We're like 2 weeks away, guys. 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from today, we'll be talking about the opening game.
Yeah.
I guess everybody just is so excited about that they decided to be completely quiet.
With any luck, well, we figured you'd ramble to the break.
Fantasy Insights Radio taking you to the break of Cam Newton starting tonight. You watch. Watch his rushing yards. Project him over a full game. He starts with a touchdown. I'm telling you right now, he's worth a flyer. Fantasy Insights Radio. We'll see you next Thursday.
The weekend is coming up, and now you know what's going to make you a better fantasy player. Tune in again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, for more of Fantasy Insights on the Voice America Sports Channel. Don't forget to visit FantasyInsights.com, the best fantasy football site on the net.